I don't know. I'm thinking of Dean Wheeler, and we do try a yogic exercise called yoga or yaga. And I have with me Andy Yaga, and with me, of course, is Dr. Raccoon.
Baboon.
Dr. Raccoon.
Yeah, I understand it. Dr. Raccoon, you and I have had our differences.
I understand that, but you're making, what is this called? Yaga. What the hell are you trying to pull? A fast one?
I wouldn't call, what? Yaga is revolutionary. Now, I have found a way, God damn it.
You found a way to do what?
I can't really say it. How many of you guys, I can't say it.
Where are you going, Margaret?
I know what he's trying to say.
If you're able to contort yourself into a ball and
yeah,
blank your own blank, you will find nirvana.
Get out.
No, wait a minute. Get the hell out.
I'm telling you the truth.
2 decades ago, hi, I'm Dean Wheeler. I am the founder of... What if Dean comes on and says he's the founder of Wheeler Resort? 2 decades ago, he found that if he could suck his own dick, he could find nirvana. He was put into prison.
Put into prison?
Oh, help me.
Nah.
Larry Grover here with Mother.
Hello, Gloria Grover here.
And it's been a momentous because Dr. Elcott, well, I shouldn't say he was elevated.
Yes, Ed Elcott was elevated to the level of Overlord, and he is now Bugs Wilcott. I am Overlord Huggy, or Huggy Boy.
They don't call you Huggy Boy because it...
Yeah, well, there's a gender confusion, but Huggy Boy was also a great disc jockey. I mean, no disrespect.
I understand. So, but technically...
Technically, I am Overlord Huggy Boy.
Uh-huh.
Larry, don't ever laugh at your mother.
But Mother...
I said...
Let's see. Reminder, second Saturday of the month, not always fun to hear the weekend. We just wanted to make sure everyone's calendar was correct. Second Saturday, 9:40. Oh, okay, cool. Oh, my God. 14 and 7 is 21. Oh, God. Is the 14th this... No, it's not. The 14th... Okay, is... I got so much shit happening this month. I am going to Nashville on the 19th, and on the 28th, we're doing the show. I will be grateful, and my great, good personal friend, Jonah Weiland, my producer at KFI, is helping me produce the one-man show. I'm also going to get some help from Dina Maroney. And Dina, am I pronouncing your last name right? And I think we're going to have a great show. But I'd be so grateful when we get out of this month and get into October, because the only thing we're doing in October is... go into a couple of LAFC games. Then comes November. Then comes the presidential election and whatever the fuck that brings us. And then comes Joe and Mallory getting married, right? Yeah. So that's mid-November. Lots of stuff going on. Yeah, I don't dare have a cup of coffee because I'm doing this show at night.
And Larry Grover here with Mother.
Now that Ed Elcott is Bugs. Come on in, Ed.
Hello, Larry.
Hi, Bugs. What do I call you?
You may call me Overlord Wilco. You may say Overlord Bugs.
Hi, Overlord Bugs. Jesus.
What's the problem here?
Larry's been hung up.
I'm hung up on this whole thing.
All right, so, let's have... I don't know, man. Maybe it's time for me to come back.
Yes, hi, Phil. It's Larry Grover. Mother is here.
Hi, Phil.
So what's going on?
Well, we do have Overlord Bugs.
Hello, Phil. It's Bugs. Well, it's Overlord Bugs Wilcott, and with me, of course, is Overlord Huggy Boy.
My name, but let me just explain. I'm Huggy Boy.
I got it. Oh fuck. So anyway,
I finally got a place, Phil. I got a studio apartment over here on Seemley in Culver City.
Okay, that's good, isn't it?
It's good, except. The circumstances, Overlord Bugs, or whatever the hell they call him.
Larry, have some respect, okay?
I'm having respect. Overlord Bugs Wilcott is moving in.
Oh, so Overlord Bugs Wilcott's moving in with Mom?
Yes.
Hi, Phil. It's Gloria.
And Larry's been forced out, so Larry's finally got himself a studio apartment where he will continue his whatever he fucking does. I think Dr. Elcott is just... grotesque. His habits are grotesque. He leaves the toilet seat up. Oh, my God. Help me. All right. So that's that. And then I think Dean Wheeler should come on and say it's our end of summer extravaganza in the love tub. This is a wonderful, it's a package for couples. You get full use of the love tub in one of our love
and one of our love temples. That's what we call it. It's a special. It's a beautiful suite. We call it a love temple. It's a beautiful suite, Phil. We call it the love. We call it the love hutch. What are you laughing at? Well, I just find you to be funny, man. That's all. All right, baby. So, you know, are you trying to tell me I don't get iTunes unless I log this bitch in? Shit. What is the name of that lake they go to? Lake Wadwan. That's it. Okay, so that's Larry. Everybody's in the car. They're on their way to Lake Wadwan for the final. And then Dean Wheeler's going to come on. Okay, so that's Dean Wheeler, and this is Larry Grover, Glory Grover.
The one on the NYSC.
And they're on their way to Lake Wadwan. Okay. How's everybody tonight? Okay, where's the... we got a BetterHelp commercial coming in. Yeah, there it is. Okay. I'm going to insert, if you'll pardon the expression. We'll insert that later. 1, 2, 3... So Jackie and I found a new show called Dark Wind. It's good. It's like a bloodline. It's like it's in the Southwest. It's a Native American dramatic rendering of Native people in the Southwest. Part of one of the heroes of the tale is a Navajo police officer named Leaphorn, and Cree is his second in command. And you know, it's like, I think it's part of the who's the guy? So it's a part of a series of books. These two Native police officers and the shit that they run into, you know. And this first episode has to do with a crooked FBI agent that's down there. He's trying to muscle some guys that are involved in a bank robbery. And I think it's a pretty good show. Is that the name of the character or the actor? I hope I don't have that wrong, man. The actor's name, let me get this right so I don't sound like a fucking asshole. it's called Dark Wind. And... Dark Winds. Zach, the actor who plays Leaphorn, is Zach McLernan. Oh, excuse me, Zahn McLernan. Take that back. Zahn, Z-A-H-N McLernan. Good actor. Plays Joe Leaphorn, the head of the Navajo police down there. Jessica Matten plays his second in command, Bernadette. She's a patrol officer. Kiowa Gordon plays Jim Chi. So these are all Native cops. And they're dealing with a criminal enterprise down there that's being run by this group of guys that are political activist terrorist dudes. Where's this guy? Guy plays Father So. He's a real weird-looking cat. Got these bugged-out eyes. Where's this? There he is. Jeremiah Bitsui. He plays Husky. Wait a minute. Husky? Well, his name is So. Nonetheless, really good show. Love it a lot. You know, goddamn Bloodlines was so fucking great. What I loved about that show and what this show promises as well is kind of there's a atmosphere that is just, you know, I hate to sound depressing, but it's an atmosphere that's just tragic. It's just, it's impending doom, you know. For the minute that show comes on, even though you're in the bright sunshine of the Keys or you might be in the beautiful panoramas of the American Southwest, bad shit's going on, and it's not going to get better. And everybody is sort of tragic. Everyone is heading toward a bad end. I hate to be laughing about it, but I don't know how to describe it in any other way than to say it's very entertaining. So try this one out, man. It's called Dark Winds. And the other show I actually posted about called Dark, which is being repeat. Is it back? It's on. Dark was on Netflix, made in Germany. Crazy, fucking nuts. I can't even begin, only to tell you that the heroes of this tale of Dark, the heroes, they become heroes when they decide that the only way they can save life as it exists is for them to have never existed. And so they willingly walk into this void where they never existed, because they know if they continue to live, shit's going to keep on getting worse and worse and worse. That's all I'm going to tell you about it. Well, you just gave it away, Phil. No, I fucking didn't. Trust me. Because it's got three or four different levels going at all. It's called Dark. It's in German. Just put the English subtitles on it, okay? And you'll enjoy it. Fucking great show. That one, and then, I don't know, we hooked into some pretty good ones. All right, man. Here we go. Let me see here, man. Look at this. Here I am, Frolic Beach. This is the place. This is where... Perfect, man. That's what I want, baby. Yeah. All right.